Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks. We have a great show with two very special guests who are extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing something that is both important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is employee retention in multifamily, the great pursuit. I have joining me by phone two longtime multifamily industry veterans, Mary Gwynn, the chief innovator at Apartment Dynamics, and Tom Gwynn, the owner of Apartment Dynamics. Welcome, everyone.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, I think it's important that I state for our listeners that this is the first time we've ever had a married couple on, and so it's going to be interesting. You obviously work together. We're going to talk a little bit about that in one of the future segments about how all that works, because I think some people would find it more difficult, but we'll save that for later. But the topic that we have today, employee retention in multifamily, the great pursuit. Let's talk a little bit, Mary. Why is that an issue right now?
Oh, it's a big issue. The whole employment market, we've seen in multifamily that companies are having 10% or more vacant positions that they're having trouble filling because of the great employee resignation. And so we find the great employee pursuit to be employee retention, not just finding new hires. If you keep them, you don't have to replace them. And, you know, we sometimes have placed the emphasis, or as one of my band teachers used to say, the emphasis on the wrong syllable. We've emphasized so much new hires that we haven't necessarily really worked as hard to take care of the employees we have. And so this great employee retention pursuit is what Tom and I are kind of living for in our company. You don't have to replace somebody that stays, that's invested, that that really has drunk your Kool-Aid and wants to be part of your mission and vision.
Yeah, and it's a two-way street as far as investment goes. I mean, the employee, a longtime employee, has invested themselves in the company, and of course the company's invested in that employee. And Tom, I want to ask you, there is a cost associated with bringing on a new employee. How does that stack up as far as what you're seeing today, as far as the types of things that contribute to the cost of bringing on a new employee as opposed to retaining an old one?
Yeah, there's obviously costs both sides, and we think it costs a minimum of $5,000 to have to replace an employee, and it's actually, that's almost hard cost. The properties do so much better when you have a stable team. The residents feel better. You're able to push rents. So much of that is soft. You don't really know how to calculate it, but keeping a stable team is bottom line. It makes a difference. So we've invested quite a bit in trying to build team, to build a continuity, so to speak.
And Mary, I know that one of the things that you are a big proponent of is training, and training teams and so forth. What, you know, when you have an employee who's already trained, obviously there's tweaks and changes that come about as far as policies change, as obviously as we get into a situation like a pandemic, you know, there's additional training and so forth. But it should be so much easier keeping that employee in place than having to go through the training process for a new employee. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Oh, you are absolutely right. I don't know. You can read so many different statistics and who knows what the reality is. But I read something this morning that said replacing a person, it costs roughly 20% of their salary. Who knows what the real number is? It doesn't really matter. It's a strain and a stress on everybody, the people who are filling in, the cost, and just the training cost of a new hire is really, really important. But one of the things I want to stress on how to keep people, you know, we only have 85 employees, so we're not one of these great, big, huge 8,500 employee companies. We don't have a lot of opportunity necessarily to promote to, you know, I'm still going to keep my job for a while, so I'm not promoting my my replacement right now. But what we can do is we can continue to train people even after they're in their spots. We can train them for whatever that that dream is for them. And one of the things we try to do is a five-year plan with every single employee at their the date of their hire, but every year we reevaluate that five-year plan with them. And we tell them, okay, what do you need to do this first year, this year, to achieve that five-year goal? What training do you need? What courses, what paths, what mentoring do you need to get to that position or that role? And I think training, you know, again, Paul, you know me well. I'm passionate about it. So investing in training and retraining and retraining of our current employee base is as important, if not more so, than the new hire training. But all of it's costly.
Yeah, and Tom, I want to ask you, being on the front lines, what are some of the reasons why you believe it's become more difficult to retain existing employees? I mean, the great resignation from what people were going through with the pandemic is one thing, but what do you think is some companies are missing that are causing their employees to want to not stay in place?
That's a great follow on, because I was getting ready to add to Mary's comment on training, and the two are related.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of companies miss the distinction between training and educating, and that educating, you know, you're teaching someone how to think, how to make decisions, whereas training to me is more, how do you do this task? How do you do that task? Employees really want to feel they're contributing. They want to feel they are a part of the team. And so when you've gotten them educated and understanding your culture, they feel part of that team. They feel a part of that culture. And so that inherently keeps them on board. So to other companies, I'd say make sure you're doing both, that you need the training, but that you're also educating, that you're an example that we have, Paul, we'd really been pushing maintenance for several years, and then like a lightning bolt, we're not taking any maintenance supervisors to the NAA education conference, but we're taking site managers. And I'm going, how can we be saying maintenance is so important, but we don't walk the talk? So we began taking them to the conference, not to anyone's particular something, to meet vendors or to, but to see the size of the industry, the scope, really, and it also gave us a chance to teach and educate with our culture. So that was sort of an example of how we tried to educate and show, here's something bigger, and how do you think? How do you process?
Yeah, and we've got about... Go ahead, Mary. Go ahead.
If I can tag on to Tom, your question about why are people resigning, where are they going, we are on an industry call every week, and everybody moans and discusses the whole vacant position question and how to retain people. And on that industry call, there are probably 100,000 units represented. And what we heard on the call is people are losing employees, not necessarily to other companies like we used to 3 years ago, but people are leaving the industry, and they're taking jobs that they don't have some of the stresses. So we as an industry need to really be looking at what are those pain points that cause people to leave, and what can we do to either fix them or to compensate. And I'd love to talk more about that at some point if we have time on this call today.
Sure. No, we do. We do have to break it here, though, and then we'll talk about that when we come back. So we're going to be back after this short break. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to revlmc.com to find out more. That's revlmc.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters. And today we're discussing something that is important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is employee retention in multifamily, the great pursuit. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone are two longtime multifamily industry veterans, Mary Gwynn, the chief innovator at Apartment Dynamics, and Tom Gwynn, the owner of Apartment Dynamics. Before we jump back into the conversation, I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to the archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. Tom and Mary, we talked a little bit about, in the last segment, about some of the pain points that existing employees are feeling, that I think it's important that employers are aware of, so that they can do whatever they need to retain employees or have a higher retention rate of employees. Mary, what are some of those pain points?
Well, I want to start with the great big one, and that's pay. Pay, everyone. It's such a critical thing. Right now, people are really proud of giving 4 or 5 or whatever percent pay increases, but inflation has caused the cost of living to go up a lot faster than that. So I think we have to, as an industry, and I know Tom wants to add to this, we have to look at pay. When years ago in the industry, I heard people say, and say with pride about how we pay people that work on site that, hey, well, we work harder and we pay less, as if that were a point of pride. And so it's very, very important, pay equity in terms of making sure that people are, especially our existing employees. Our existing employees know what's going on, and I think of pay rates as being just as volatile as rent rates. It's like when you do a market survey day to day, you find a different rent rate all over the place, even with those who aren't using LRO. Well, paying employees, new hires, is the same. But if you are not careful and don't focus on making sure your current employees are paid at least as much, if not more, than these new people you don't even know, then you run a real risk of hurting your relationship with your current employee and not being fair.
Yeah.
Tom, I think you wanted to add to that.
Yeah, Tom.
Yeah, I think it's important that we change the way we look at pay and pay increases. You know, it's we're not seeing people leave Apartment Dynamics and go to another management company. Our people are leaving and going into a totally different industry. I think we talked about that briefly right before the break, but you have to look at pay across all the spectrums. What is our real competition? Is it the community down the street, or is it the whatever center just on the other side of town? And you have to look at the big picture, the macro.
Yeah, and then I guess you need to research a little bit as to what those other industries pay so that you can determine if you can be competitive. Is that the next step?
Absolutely. We try to get a pulse from our payroll company. You know, what are folks in this area paying for this type of work? And that's helpful. You know, there are all kinds of websites you can go to and see what different jobs pay, but you know, it's got to match that community. In a small little town in the middle of northwestern North Carolina pays a whole lot less than it is in Dallas, Texas, for example. So you got to have the right criteria when you do your search.
Yeah.
So to pay fairly is just kind of a given out there. But one of the things we learned from an employee survey that we have done very, very regularly, we have a fantastic employee survey partner, that the first year we did it, our employees actually dinged us pretty heavily on they didn't feel they were paid fairly. And that was really hard on Tom and me, wasn't it, Tom? Mm.
But, it was.
One of the things we learned from them, from the survey company, was to take action, not just making sure your pay is, your compensation is equitable, but also to make sure that employees understand their full pay. Like, we pay for 100% of our team members' health insurance, but if you don't know that, you don't know that that's a big deal. Like, we had one of our wonderful former employees leave us for a $2 pay increase, and he called us a week or two later, and he said, gosh, you know, is my job still available? I didn't realize I was going to have to pay for health insurance and pay for just different things that we covered as part of our compensation package. And that was a real eye-opener that said, hey, everybody, you need to understand what your total compensation package is. And we as employers, the multifamily community, we need to do a better job helping people know that, yes, they could go to Target or wherever, but the compensation package is bigger than just that dollar rate of pay.
You know, and
exactly right, Mary. And we try to break it down to where it's simple. If you were working for yourself, this is what you'd have to make to match what you're making here. And I think that makes it easy for them. And in their, some cases, they're blown away by, whoa, I had no idea that vacation costs this, that health insurance costs that, that all the other things that you just assume you take for granted. Sorry, Paul.
Yeah, no. I was gonna ask Mary. You had mentioned something that I think is crucial. We've got about 4 minutes left in this segment, but you had mentioned that you use an employee survey company. That sounds like a crucial step in trying to really retain employees, is to understand what they think. My dad used to always tell me, it doesn't matter what you think people think; it only matters what they really think. And if you're going to understand what they really think, you need to be able to get that honest input. Talk a little bit. Like I said, we got about 4 minutes left. Talk a little bit, Mary, about some of the other things you found out through that survey process.
Oh gosh, Paul, your dad was a smart man, and the whole being able to listen to people confidentially, we emphasize over and over and over that those employee surveys are confidential. We cannot identify who, and ours are designed. The company we work with does those surveys at multiple touch points, so it's not just a one-year survey, but they also help us with action items to break it down to a couple of things we can fix. And of course, fair pay, fair compensation was one of the areas we were dinged, that we want to be a good employer. We people invest a lot of time with us, and it's not just because they like us. So we want to make sure that we're not just fair, but we're blessing them. And so that was important. But we recently got some feedback. We've worked very, very, very hard at trying to do a better job onboarding people and getting them trained and in their seats, feeling competent, because competency is a very, very important thing. But we found we weren't doing, in a recent survey, we found we weren't doing quite as good a job as we thought we were. And that survey and that honest feedback was so helpful to saying areas where we were missing the mark on, we thought we were doing a great job with our onboarding, but we were missing things. And so we're adjusting. And that's the great thing about being able to listen to people. We wish they could just out and out say it and didn't have to be surveyed. And a lot of our employees do feel comfortable calling Tom or calling me and saying they don't like something or they do like something. But that anonymous survey helps us with benchmarking. And we were able to improve, quote unquote, improve. Now, you know, I want a perfect 10 score. Tom is, we're making progress. So I won't be happy until we make it perfect. But we definitely grew literally on every one of the Swiss Bunny benchmarks year over year. And that helps you see that taking that action on employee feedback is really important. But getting the feedback is step one.
And Tom, I want to ask you real quick. Well, go ahead, Tom. You had something to add?
Well, I was going to say, I think that another big key to the survey was we discovered we thought we were communicating well, but we weren't. You know, we were clear. We'd send out a memo. We'd have a meeting. We'd do this. But people would say, well, I didn't know. And so what we have discovered is you have to communicate on so many different levels, and it has to be that same message being pushed and pushed. A small example is, we just recently changed our vision statement, Assets of Excellence, Managing Assets of Excellence. And you'd think that's pretty simple. And so we had to push it, and we started having a little contest. We would do spot polls. And so we really wanted that statement, that core belief, for everybody to understand it. And I was surprised how long it took to get the company to really understand and hear that message. And you know, that's a simple one, and it just goes further and further. So communicate, communicate, communicate.
That is a great point. We're going to have to break it here. We are going to be back with our next segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
We're back and you are listening to Multifamily Matters. We're discussing a very important topic to the multifamily industry, employee retention in multifamily, the great pursuit. I'm Paul Marks, joining me by phone are two longtime multifamily industry veterans, Mary Gwynn, the chief innovator at Apartment Dynamics, and Tom Gwynn, the owner of Apartment Dynamics. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. eConserve, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rev, the leasing management company. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Control by Net, providing multifamily video surveillance and remote guarding, solving your security issues. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. And CTS, complete technology solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So in the last segment, we were talking about pain points, and we kind of got off on the surveys. And I did have one question that I wanted to ask either of you. I know you said that you saw that from the statistics that you saw after doing the surveys over a period of time that things were improving. What type of comments or indications do you have from your employees that they see the improvements, that they see the changes resulting from their anonymous input on the surveys?
Really good question, Paul. The survey itself has benchmarks, and so that was one thing we looked at, that literally on every major benchmark we had improved scores overall. And one of those, of course, is year-over-year employee turnover, but also just the direct feedback where they score on a 5-point scale what they feel about a certain area as far as we're concerned, and then how important is it to them. And overall, our scores went up, and on areas that are lower, we get the opportunity to prioritize and take action on those. But also, they're definitely was a lot of open and honest comment and feedback. People definitely said what they liked and didn't like. There were some hurt your feelings in a good way kind of comments, and that gives us the opportunity to grow, to say, okay, how can we get better?
Well, I think it's important, obviously, to do the survey. And you mentioned Swift Bunny was a company you use. They're a great company, and we've had them on the show before. But I wanted to get kind of back in. We've got about 7 minutes left in this segment. I want to get back into some of the pain points. You know, we were talking about pay and so forth. What are some of the other pain points that you're seeing these employees have that cause them to look elsewhere?
I think overall in our industry, when I interview people and meet people in classes, I hear different things. And one of them for maintenance that I think is universal is the whole on-call issue. Excuse me, that our maintenance team members are in a position to hold a phone or used to be a pager and kind of alter their lives for a week or 2 weeks or 4 weeks or whatever time period and be ready to come out day or night to help a resident in need. And I think there's a pressure that goes along with that. We do need to be able to handle emergencies, and I think there are some strategic steps, some of which companies that might be listening will go are a duh, but others you really ought to think about incorporating. And the first one that should be a duh is using an answering service to filter through those calls so that maintenance team members don't get them directly. The second is making sure you split it up so that one person isn't taking an inordinate amount of time being on call. The third is compensating fairly for that time. On our industry call that I mentioned earlier, we hear a lot of debate over, well, do you pay them from door to door or from the time they get to the property or the time they do this, or do you make them take time off, or do you pay them time and a half? Gosh, guys, what would you want if it was you or your spouse or your significant other? What would you want? What would feel fair and appreciating? And I think it's paying door to door, and I think it's paying overtime if it's overtime, and not saying, well, you need to leave early on Thursday, a stupid time to leave early.
Yeah.
Because I need you not to have overtime. And I think another thing is we incorporated a few years ago just paying our team members so much per week for every week they were on call, whether they got a call or not. And we were showing them that that we value the fact they have that pressure or they have that responsibility or they have that that thing hanging there that they can't go out and have a couple of beers with their bros or whatever it is. And so I think it's really appreciating it, thanking them for it, a whole myriad of things we can do.
Yeah, and Mary, if I can add, we really worked hard on preventing the emergency calls. You know, we communicated clearly to residents, this is what's an emergency. And then we would back maintenance up if the person was calling and wanting somebody to come out and it was not an emergency. We also really got our maintenance guys involved with the move-in so that they're showing the resident, here's how you do this, here's how you turn the water off, here's how you flip the GFCI if it's tripped, here's how, so that they can solve a lot of their own problems on the phone and not even have to leave their house.
If I can add to that, Tom, we also have little tent cards. We leave a little tent card in the bathroom near the water cutoff that says righty-tighty, lefty-loosey, and we've got, you know, that dishwasher outlet that people think their dishwasher won't work, and really it's just they flipped a switch. So we've got a little tent card showing that and something near the temperature, you know, just things that remind what that maintenance tech is telling so that hopefully we can prevent some unnecessary work orders.
I think that's ingenious. I talk to a lot of companies around the country, and I that's one of the first times I've ever heard of getting maintenance people involved in the move-in and giving them a quick education, residents a quick education on how to take care of certain things to ease the potential issues with your maintenance teams. I want to circle back to something that was brought up in an earlier segment that you mentioned, Tom, about how you take your maintenance teams to the different educational conferences, and I know why that's important. But one of the things I wanted to ask both of you is, and we've got about 2 minutes left in this segment, is I've come across companies from time to time around the country that don't believe in getting involved with their associations. And the best I can tell, one of the reasons, besides the fact that there's a cost associated with it, is that they think that they may lose employees if they get together with other people. That seems like a misplaced fear to me. What do you guys think?
Paul, I can't believe you asked my question. When I hire somebody, I'm saying, you know, once you're here and you've figured out who we are, I hope you're receiving a minimum of 2 job offers a month.
Wow.
And they look at me like I'm crazy. I go, but I hope you don't take them. But I hope you're going to feel so secure with us and want to stay with us that means you're happy. And because there is pressure in being the head of a family or being the single breadwinner. What happens if blank happens? Can I get a job? But if you're getting those job offers, you've got security, and it also it keeps us honest. So yeah. It makes us treat those people with respect and treat them the way we'd want to be treated. I frequently tell folks, hey, treat the other person like you'd want somebody to treat your mother. And that's it pays off. We've only had a few people leave after taking them to these events. So, it's a great – I'm glad you led into that.
Yeah, and I want to add, I think the trade shows that different associations produce are the absolute most fun. Oh, did I say fun? I meant the best value you could have with your employees because they get to see other products. They get to network with other professionals in their industry. They get to meet suppliers, get solutions. That's my favorite meeting. But also, I tell different of our team members as they go to a CAM or a CAPS or a CAMT or an NALP, and I'm sorry, those are all acronyms for different certifications we encourage our team members to get. I tell them the biggest value is not necessarily the training, and I'm one of the trainers, so that's me saying I'm not as important as the value they get from the other people in their classes, from building those relationships that later they can call those folks and say, well, how does your company do this or that? How do you handle when this happens? And that value of networking is not, gee, how much does your company pay and do you have an opening, unless you're doing a bad job with your teammates, but actually helping them be part of a bigger community, I think it's very, very important.
I agree, and we're going to have to break it here, and we're going to be back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the solutions that you can use in trying to retain employees. We're going to be back right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Control YNET provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control YNET only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
We are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters. We're discussing an important topic, which is employee retention in multifamily, the great pursuit. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone are two longtime multifamily industry veterans, Mary Gwynn, the chief innovator at Apartment Dynamics, and Tom Gwynn, the owner of Apartment Dynamics. And, you know, we said that in this segment, we were going to talk about some of the solutions methods to retain employees. So, Mary, I'm going to ask you, what are some of the solutions that you believe other companies could look at incorporating into their the way they want to try and keep employees?
Well, that's a really good question. And for us, one of the big things is offering employees opportunities to do things outside their job. As I said earlier, we're not a huge company, 85 employees-ish, and in order to offer people opportunities to grow, we have to get a little creative. So definitely our training plans are very, very important, and we think they make a big difference. But offering team members the opportunity to mentor other team members, or to help with due diligence inspections and lease audits, or to help with a property transition, those are really low-hanging fruit for us. It's a win-win because it gives team members an opportunity to grow and do new things and hopefully not become bored in their current roles or think, gosh, I need other opportunities. So it gives them an opportunity to grow and try new things, but it also helps us because we're getting work done that, or getting training done properly, getting mentoring. And it's been fun to watch one of our mentors actually developed a Mentor the Mentor program. So she's training mentors, and she came up with that on her own. So I think really giving your team members opportunities to leave their sites, to do other things, other places, and not worry about, well, if they leave their site, stuff won't get done. Well, you know, those team members will be so thrilled to have the opportunity, they'll find a way to get things done back at the home property.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a wonderful idea.
Another thing I think is really, really important to keeping employees satisfied and taking care of their needs, and we have seen this on our survey results, is getting approvals fast and furious, not making people wait. During COVID, there's been a lot of discussion and negative feedback that people were having to wait a long time to get approvals. But the really important thing is, even if your answer turns out to be wrong, give an answer. Mm-hmm. Or maybe instead, when somebody asks you for how to handle a situation, throw it back at them and say, how would you handle it? And by the way, I learned that from Tom. I'm one of these, as you can imagine, Paul. I'm so used to training people that I always have an answer. And Tom encouraged me to not always have the answer, but ask the question back and let them think through. But give people approvals fast and furious. Let them know yes, no, or maybe. Give them an answer. Give them direction. Help them to solve their immediate problem. Don't leave them hanging.
Good point. Tom, what do you think?
I'm a little on the bigger picture, but they sound simple, but they're really not. I think it's important that when you have a vacancy, you fill it quickly. You got to find the right person that's going to meet your culture. But if you don't fill that vacancy, you're creating stress and turmoil with the team that you have. And so what does that do? That creates more turnover. It becomes a vortex. It just sucks more in. The other thing I think is really important is having a clear vision. People like to be to know where they're going. As I said earlier, in communicating, you have to communicate that vision and communicate that vision. Everybody needs to be working towards that common goal. And giving people stability, letting them know that they don't need to worry about their job. When COVID first sort of reared its ugly head, I made a bold statement and told our team that nobody would lose their job as a result of COVID. And luckily, the Lord blessed us, and we did not have to do anything drastic. You could see the relief. And because of our relationship that we'd built over time, going to NAA and trips like that, and just day-to-day operations, there was a respect. If Tom said that, he really believes it, and it will take a crisis. So you've got to have all of those pieces working together to create that stability in the workforce.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I want to transition. We've got about 5 minutes left. I want to transition and ask you guys, because as I mentioned in the first segment of the show, the first time we've ever had a married couple that works together on the show, and I'm not trying to make a big deal out of it, but it is kind of an unusual thing that we see in the industry. Tell us a little bit about how that works and how you make it work. I know, Mary, you do a lot of training for other companies as well as for your own company, but tell us a little bit about how you work that out.
Well, that's a really good but kind of a funny question, and you can imagine some of our new hires, especially in our corporate office, have been like, well, I wonder what this is going to be like. But generally speaking, we play nice together, right, Tom? And
twice have we been sent to our corners.
It's true. Our director of operations has sent us to our corners twice over the last 20 years. I'd say that's pretty good.
Yes.
To only be sent to the corner twice. And I think you can imagine how transparency is definitely part of our culture, and being a married couple in a business situation like this, property management is such a your customer is in their home. Well, our customer, our coworkers who are Tom's and my customers, in effect, they definitely see a lot of transparency, and so hopefully it's not too bad, too embarrassing, right, Tom?
That's right. It's really pretty simple, Paul. Mary and I agreed very early that I would make the big decisions, she would make the little decisions, and to this date, I've never had to make a decision. It works great.
No, but we do have a rule that we apply to our employees too, and this was Tom's rule. I'm gonna steal your thunder here, Tom. But early on in our marriage, but definitely in our business, we came up with rule one, which is that we always assume that the other, whatever they do, they meant it for good and not for bad. Because this happened, and it would be easy to judge and think somebody intends it for your harm, but we decided to assume that it was not meant to harm. And the same goes with our employees. We try to make sure that that's part of our culture, that we assume until we know otherwise that an action taken was meant for good and not bad.
Absolutely.
That's a great way to make it work. Now, we got about 2 minutes left. Tell us a little bit about Apartment Dynamics, where you're located, and what types of assets you manage, and if someone wanted to reach out to you guys, how could they do it?
Okay, well, Apartment Dynamics began as a training and consulting firm, and then one of my former clients from a former life reached out and asked if we could manage for him, and Tom and I looked at each other and prayed about it and decided, well, sure, why not? And we've still managed that property for 20 years. So we manage over 3,000 units in North and South Carolina, and I consult and train all over the country. And one of the neat things about that is when we go out and train and consult, we have techniques and methods that are tried and true in our own portfolio, but also I learn things in other markets and we bring them back and test them on our own portfolio. So it's really been a great way to stay learning, stay leading, stay looking out for our clients to do the best we can. And we are growing. We're adding team members, so we'd love to hear from people if you're if you're in North or South Carolina. But you can reach out to me in particular, Mary@APTDynamics.com. Mary@APTDynamics.com. Love to hear from you. Love to hear your needs, your problems, and your solutions.
Tom, we got about 30 seconds left. Is something you want to add?
I just, I've loved this industry. This is my third, quote, career. I was textiles and airline industry and now this. And I love the people. It's everybody in the industry cares. And it's just been an absolute blessing for me. I've loved it.
Fantastic. Well, for our listeners, in case you want to learn more about Apartment Dynamics, you can go to our website at multifamilyradio.com, click on this episode page, and there will be the Apartment Dynamics logo. When you click on that, it'll take you directly to their website. Mary and Tom, thank you so much for being on the show today. It was a real pleasure. And Mary, I know you're a veteran of being on the show. You always bring the receipts with you, so you did a great job. And Tom, you did too, and love to have you both back on again sometime soon.
Well, thank you, Paul. Appreciate all you do to communicate to the industry.
Well, fantastic. We are going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.